You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. You can check out our website at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and all the good stuff we got going there, all the cool merchandise, all kind of cool stuff. If you'd like to get in on the behind-the-scenes stuff, you want to hang out with me while I'm doing these things live, like, for instance, right now we've got a few people checking us out live. Who do we got? We got Brian Pest, we've got Chris Thunderwolf Dots, and I think we have Keith the Hawk Hawkins as well, hanging out with us. So if you would like to get in on that, you'd like to get on the before and the after planning session, stuff like that, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and check it out. All right, this is a new series that I'm going to be doing called Rockin' Rants. I'm going to be doing these Rockin' Rants. This isn't going to be a weekly thing, but occasionally I will be putting out these videos. There are certain things in our business and our niche, and it is our niche, guys. You know, Brian, Chris, Keith, it's all our niches. It's not just the niche of these, you know, the big artists or the little artists or the indie artists or the producers or the whatever, the record labels. It is all of us. It is our niche. And so there's certain things that happen in our niche that need to be addressed. And today I'm going to be addressing one of them. I'm going to be addressing blocking on YouTube and Facebook. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to say right now this is going to be explicit. So if you can't hear a swear word, then you need to turn the podcast off right now. So if you can't hear a swear word, I'll give you a second. Go ahead. Okay, there you are. Okay, turn it off. If you're not off and you hear a swear word, you're fucked. Okay, here we go. All right, blockers. What's going on, guys, is artists, labels, probably even publishing places are paying to have their artists' names, likenesses, music, everything put into an algorithm whereby Facebook and YouTube automatically block them. You know, I have gotten blocked just for saying Led Zeppelin. I've gotten blocked. My videos blocked just for saying Black Sabbath. That is fucking bullshit. Total fucking bullshit and needs to fucking stop. YouTube is the number one place where people go to find music. I'm sorry, Spotify, sorry, SoundCloud, sorry, Pandora, sorry, SiriusXM. It is YouTube, okay? You start blocking people like me and some of my friends that are out there promoting these bands. You start blocking us. Who's gonna fucking hear this music? I mean, I've even had videos blocked of artists whose publishing or publicists have approached me and said, well, we want you to interview them. I interview them and they have me blocked. Now, what the fuck, guys? What the fucking fuck horseshit is that? Okay, a great YouTuber out there, Rick Beato, has a video about this where he goes into much more detail than I'm going to go into tonight. We're going to keep this short, but I'm going to put a link to his video in the description. It's also in the blog post that I wrote about this as well. So you can get some more info. You should follow Rick's channel. Rick is awesome. But it's absolutely insane. Where do they think people are going to discover this music? What's going to end up happening if bullshit like this continues is that this music is really going to kind of go away. It's not going to get the due that it really deserves. great guitar-driven rock is, well, let's just face it. I mean, it's not like the mainstream music that's out there right now. Corporate media really pretty much ignores it. Greta Van Fleet, couple bands here and there make a little splash once in a while. Jack White, the Black Keys once in a great while. But this music is quickly going away, and it's really people like me, Electric Monkey, Rock Rage Radio, Loudwire, some places like that that are really kind of keeping it alive. A lot of guitar players, people like that. It's us YouTubers, podcasters, bloggers that are really kind of carrying the torch for this. And you're going to fucking block it? Are you out of your fucking minds? Or do you want it to fail? Like, I mean, that's the only thing that I can fucking think is that people actually want this music to go away. So that's what the fuck they're doing. But the artists definitely have a say in this. So that's the part that has me scratching my head. Also, you may go on YouTube and you may find videos where they'll play the song and have the lyrics and just some random YouTuber puts it up. For some reason, nobody's doing anything about that. Now, I was told that you can get around it by changing the pitch a little bit and it messes up the YouTube algorithm and they can't see it or find it or whatever. I don't really know what's going on with that. All I know is that, you know, I do a podcast about Slash and I get a pop-up from Facebook saying, you know, your video has been blocked. I get a notice from YouTube saying, well, we're just pulling. But what they do is they pull out the sound like every time I talk about fucking Slash. Like, really? What the fuck? You know, I mean, Slash is great. I mean, I guess he's a household name, but he's got a band with Miles Kennedy, and those guys are like, you know, they're kind of indie-ish. They're not, you know, they're not Guns and fucking Roses. So guys like us are helping you. We're fucking helping you. And this podcast ain't fucking free, guys. I mean, I pay guys to do, to do the editing and get it uploaded for me and make sure it shows up all the right places. I have a guy, my amazing assistant's been with me for several years in the Philippines. He's doing all this stuff, like getting it up on social media and everything like that. I pay for that shit. You're going to fucking block me? Are you out of your fucking mind? You're a fucking dickhead. You're a fucking asshole. You're a fucking douchebag. It's done. I'm fucking tired of it. We actually stopped doing YouTube for about 3 years. We're putting everything up on YouTube, and I said, Michael, I'm done. But we can't. We have to be on YouTube because it severely hurts our numbers by not being there. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how to get around it. What I'm asking you guys to do out there, if you're on, because these people all have Twitters, they all have Instagrams, Facebook, etc. You can go to Earache Records, AFM Records, Roadrunner, Nuclear Blast, the different indie labels, and post on a thing saying, please quit blocking these artists on YouTube. Podcasters, YouTubers are trying to promote these artists. We want to know about them. Please stop this insanity. That's the only thing I can think I could tell you guys. If the fans start saying we're fucking tired of it, we might be able to do something about it. But it's all done at this point. It's done with an algorithm that artists pay, their record labels pay, their publishing pays YouTube to put on this algorithm so that they're so if you play their song or you mention them or show their pick. I mean, one guy literally, I mean, the two artists I'm thinking off the top of my head were really kind of not very famous blues artists. Okay. They're not like, I mean, blues isn't exactly, you know, and I went through the whole thing. And I mean, it takes a long time for Michael to edit this together and put the cool slides up and everything. And they blocked us, and I emailed the publicist, and I after that, man, he sends me stuff. I don't want to interview none of his people because it's fucking bullshit. You know, we spent all that time and money to do that, and you know, I got this notification saying, you know, you're illegally using my likeness and website. You don't want people to go to your fucking website? Are you out of your fucking mind? Okay, so this was my first rant. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me take a look if I can see any comments here. Yeah, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson says we need to start our own type of YouTube. I believe that there will there is, let me re-say that. I'm a podcaster. I can't talk. There are some alternative platforms that are emerging. So we do need to keep our eyes and ears open for that. But right now, YouTube is king. I mean, they're owned by Google. So they've got a big reach. They've got a big market. I mean, Google's like, you know, fucking Coca-Cola and McDonald's and Walmart. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sorry. It sucks, you know, but every, you know, all of us here on the internet land, and we're trying to do stuff on the internet, we got to suck, get down and suck Google's dick. That is right now. That's just how it is. Will it always be that way? Let's fucking hope not. I can't see everybody's comments the way my mobile device shows it. So I, you know, I saw a couple people on here. I appreciate you guys chiming in, but we're going to get out of here tonight. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're going to, tell you to go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. You can get exclusive access to me. You could chime in live just like Chris. He was like giving, throwing out some ideas. We can have a little bit of a conversation. You can be part of each podcast, as well as get access to exclusive music and exclusive videos, stuff you can't hear anyplace else. It's a safe zone for us real rock and rollers. I love you guys. I appreciate it. And I will catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.